Did you have many visitors of Aboriginals around there?
Oh, yes. Yes, there's two families of blacks out on this reserve that I was telling you about, Square Mile.
Mm.
But, my dear, you know, if we'd have been grown up, it'd be interesting, you know, to know how those blacks used to cook their wallabies and snakes and those. Well, I suppose they had a trench about that long, about like so. And they used to put bushes in, all sorts, till they got filled with coals. They just sort of brushed it all back like that, like the kangaroo tails or wallabies. Used to be rock wallabies in those days. And they used to lay them all along here. They said they used to come out as white as ever they could be. Lizards and snakes. They wouldn't eat a snake if you killed it. They'd have to kill it themselves, fear it got bit. The little forky stick sort of jumped it over back behind their head, cut the head clean off, bodies.
What were the names of those tribes, do you know?
No, I don't know.
Any of them come to the house?
Oh, yes, but they never used to come, not like Cadden. They used to come, like to come and hunt rabbits and such likes. Oh, the crops, you ought to see the poor old toes all, especially now barefooted. Used to go all through those rough hills after wallabies. The dogs are almost too poor to walk. Just mallees, just big old mallee brush right around. We peeked in one day. They used to tan their skins with ashes, you know, that had been well worth knowing if we were older, you know, to understand. They used to make like coats and overcoats, blankets, like rugs, sew them all together. They used to, I think a coat was about, I think the blankets too would run about a guinea.
Two families, you said. How many would be in a family?
Oh, I couldn't say. I couldn't say what family there was there.
Any other stories that, you know, in relation to the Aborigines or the farm out there? Any fires or anything that's...
And we never really had what you might call a bad fire out that end. But I should say when the blacks were here, there must have been some heavy fires. See, no old, big old pine stumps left well and truly charred.
And did you see any more Aboriginals on the way in when you'd come in, or they just...
Oh, no, they seemed to be...
way out back.
Was camped out on that reserve.
Probably the big dam would attract them out there. See, they had government dams. We used to call them the pump dams. That would most likely be their attraction.